and stories and sharing of memories. Sullivan, age 20, was declared brain dead over at Valley Medical Center a day after he fell from his skateboard while speeding down a hill on Monterey Avenue in Capitola. In other news, we had E. coli forcing a lettuce recall, 19 ill across three states. A food company is recalling lettuce sold in 23 states and the District of Columbia because of an E. coli outbreak that has sickened at least 19 people. Three of them had life-threatening symptoms. The Food and Drug Administration said Thursday that 12 people had been hospitalized and the Federal Center for Disease Control and Prevention said it was looking at 10 other cases probably linked to this outbreak. Freshway Foods of Sydney, Ohio said it was recalling romaine lettuce sold under the Freshway and Imperial Sysco brands because of possible link to an E. coli outbreak. College students at the University of Michigan and in Ann Arbor, Ohio, and the, that's Michigan in Ann Arbor, Ohio State in Columbus, and Damon College in Amherst, New York, are among those affected according to local health departments. And our final story, the U.S. adds 290,000 jobs in April. The rate rises to 9.9% unemployment. The American economy added an unexpectedly strong 290,000 jobs in April, while the unemployment rate rose to 9.9%, the government said last Friday. Analysts expected a gain of 190,000 in the past month. This unambiguously strong report for growth implications adds to the evidence that the pickup in growth is leading to a clear-cut pickup in employment. It is very clear that there has been a bounce here and momentum has been up, said James O'Sullivan, chief economist at MF Global. Let's see real quick. It's a little bit obvious here what the weather is in San Francisco, since I'm in San Francisco right now. It is hot and sunny. Between 50 and 60, almost all up and down the coast here in the city area and Bay Area as well. Coming up, it's chances of thunderstorms here in the city and down on the coast as well. Still pretty warm near 60 degrees later on tonight. And then tomorrow, chances of cloudy skies and a little bit of rain, still in the mid-50s to lower 60s. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, it's going to be clearing up all over the bay, highs of 60 to almost 70 degrees all week long. And I hope that you guys will be outside to enjoy it. Especially this Thursday is Bike to Work Day, which I'm coordinating down at Cisco. So hopefully you guys will also join us for Bike to Work Day and get yourself outside on a bike and pedal yourself to work rather than drive. Or take a cab or whatever you might be doing that involves sucking up gasoline. Anyways, in other traffic news, we have not much of anything happening up here. Things look clear as far as I can tell. Let's double check that and give a quick refresh. We did have a collision all the way down in San Jose, I should say, down on 85. But other than that, everything looks pretty clear. Everyone's hopefully enjoying their Mother's Day and not driving too much and staying put. So let's pick a quick track. We have some cool new music on the station computer. And let's go ahead and play a couple tracks and then we'll bring our guest in and chat it up. This is DJ Shane. Once again, you're tuning to 89.3 FM, KPDO, and Pescadero, and Pirate Cat Radio over at piratecatradio.com.
We'll be right back.
All right, Pirate Cats, this is DJ Shane back once again. Happy Sunday. You are tuned into Pirate Cat Radio and also KPDO, which is 89.3 FM in Pescadero. It is a great day. I hope you guys have the time and energy to come outside, get yourself a latte or a coffee over at our Pirate Cat Radio Cafe, 21st Street in Florida in the Mission. And we have a very special guest. Let me bring her on. I think you're on mic number 3. You want to introduce yourself?
Hello.
All right. This is Meklit Hedero. I hope I said that beautifully, but...
You did. Don't worry.
Anyways, you are a local singer-songwriter. You've been in Parkat recently. You are geared up for some local shows here and... possibly a tour in Italy. It sounds so exciting. I wish I could go and play in Italy, but got to stay here. But yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started.
Well, I got started in San Francisco about 5 years ago. And really my creative life has been all about the Mission District. For 2.5 years, I ran the Red Poppy Art House, and I'm still a resident artist there. The big news on the horizon is that I have a new CD that just came out called On a Day Like This, and it came out on the San Francisco music label called Porto Franco Records, which is snatching up a whole bunch of musicians from this area and just giving us a broader platform and broader voice. So it's a pretty incredible grouped of artists to belong to. And so the new CD came out on April 20th, and this Thursday at Bimbo's 365 Club is my CD release party. It's the big night.
Cool. So what do you got planned? I mean, CD release parties, I've been to a few, and like sometimes they're just like hopping parties. Other times it's just like really close friends of the band, like just kind of chilling out. Maybe, you know, throwing back some 40s and some L's, who knows, but what's your CD release party going to be like?
Well, you know, I really wanted to kind of craft this sort of broad event that brought in a bunch of artists that I'm just, you know, that I really love and that played on the record and that so the feeling on stage will definitely be a kind of family vibe, but then, you know, it's Bimbo, so it's quite big, so everyone's welcome. Yeah. So it's going to be myself with Marcus Shelby on the upright bass and Darren Johnston on trumpet and Mohini Rastagi on the drum kit. Classical Revolution is going to be doing string arrangements, and then we got all kinds of special guests, including LaVey Smith and Oakland opera diva Janine Anderson. It's hosted by this incredible, hilarious comedian called Tandiwe. And Jeremiah Capo is spinning, and the Great Tortilla Conspiracy is contributing their art. So it's quite a, you know, a smorgasbord of folks involved. And Quinn DeVoe and the Blue Beat Review are the main opening act.
You know what? Thursday is Bike to Work Day, and we're planning like sort of to do something after on the way back, like a whole bunch of us from work. We're going to go to the rickshaw stop, but I think this sounds like way better. So I'm going to run it by them and be like, all right, you want to go to the rickshaw stop and hang out with some hipster, like sweaty bikers, or do you want to go chill at a CD release party with like some cool music?
Yeah, man. I'm all for it. I love bikers.
Yeah, well, I don't know like what we'll be dressed like. Maybe we'll still have our clothes on, but we'll definitely have a few beers in us, most likely.
Yeah. So. Well, beers and celebration are a good combination.
Right on. So.
Yeah.
So let's see. You brought in your acoustic, and
it did
that. Means that you want to play some songs, and you have warmed up a little bit vocally, and we just so happen to have DJ Canary in the studio.
Hi.
What's up, Canary?
I'm just going out here, so I'm not
alone. No, it's okay. But I just wanted to say that you're here, because, like, yeah.
Tweet, tweet.
Anyways, yeah, what song do you want to play? Like, something Mother's Day themed? Or I even was listening to your track, what was it? Sunday Song.
The Sunday Song.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, I could play that song. I haven't played that song forever. I have no Mother's Day theme songs. I have yet to write a song about my mother. My mother is in Ethiopia.
Well, so you can like, we can, does she have a computer out there or?
You know, it's still like dial up there.
Yeah, but they got like one computer in the middle of the city.
Well, there, and, no, like, there are plenty of computers. It's just that anything streaming live just takes forever, to download.
All right, all right. I was going to say maybe like, we'll post it on your my Facebook page or something like
that. She'll be back in a week. She can listen to it when she's back.
Okay. She's coming back. All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. So what song are you going to play? You think you want to do Sunday song?
Sure, why not? Right. Yeah.
It's Sunday, you know, it's appropriate.
It's Sunday. Give me Sundays, oh, give me Mondays too. Give me all a week, all month, all year. I need timer. I'm in no rush. I'm patient like a woman from ancient days. Patient like a woman from ancient days. I need timer. I need time, oh, 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 I woke up to the sound of the alarm. Oh, well, its buzz made my bones buzz, made my bones buzz. Oh, if I only had just a little more time. I walked down to the corner, saw the bus just pull away. A little girl smiled from the back window and she waved. Oh, if only I'd had just a little more time. My friends tell me, girl, you walk slow. Well, I saunter like a person with no place to go. But that's not true. I just like to take my time. I'm give me Sundays. Oh, give me Mondays too. Give me all a week, all month, all year. I need time. I'm in a new rush. I'm patient like a woman from ancient days. Patient like a woman from ancient days. I need. Oh, well, I need oil. Oh, hi. I need a little more time.
That was so sweet.
Thanks. I haven't sang that song in a long time.
Yeah, so like I'm going off of your MySpace page, and you can go over if anybody wants to find out. It's www.myspace.com/Meklit, M-E-K-L-I-T. You also have a full site. It's your full name, Meklit Hadiro, MeklitHadero.com. And anywhere else, there's like,
well, you know,
you have a site for your artist stuff, your collective.
I do.
Yeah. I think I came across that and I was like, you're doing like so much more than I wish I had another like maybe 24 hours in each day and I would start painting and doing all kinds of cool stuff, but
Yeah, the Arba Minch Collective. It's ARBAMINCH collective.com, and it's a group of Ethiopian diaspora artists. And it's a collective that I started at the beginning of the year last year, and we went to Ethiopia together in December of 2009 and just had like an amazing trip. And we were like poets and photographers and filmmakers and musicians, MCs from all over North America who are from Ethiopia and trying to, you know, be learners in the learning mind of what's going on over there and really connect to the culture.
Cool.
Yeah.
Would you ever like, I know you're more of like a soft spoken singer, maybe like fronting a jazz sort of rhythm section. Would you ever consider, or have you done more of like a hip hop thing? Like, I don't know, when I was listening, I was thinking of like Erykah Badu and some other kind of people.
Well, you know, my soft spoken, yeah. I mean, I am definitely soft spoken, but you know, when you get on stage, it's a whole other thing. You know,
I've heard you belt out wailing
involved.
Yeah, I mean,
but I actually just guested on a hip hop album.
Okay,
I did a couple of songs with my cousin Gabriel Tildros, who's an MC that came out of the Seattle hip hop scene, and now is living in New York and has been doing it for 10 years, and that just has all kinds of fans and followers, and he's just pretty brilliant. So he has an album coming out called Colored People's Time Machine.
Okay. And you can plug that. That's cool.
I have no idea when it's coming out. I don't think he does either, sometime soon. But anyway, I'm on two tracks on that album.
I could totally see you doing like one of those Alice Russell style background vocals, or like, most recently I saw Jay-Z at Coachella.
And oh yeah.
Who is it? Is it Rihanna who does like the background in one of his new songs?
I think so. You know, Jay-Z and Beyonce discover Rihanna in Barbados?
Discover her like...
Well, I was in Barbados a couple of years ago, and there's like these little clubs where the local singers sing, and they were on vacation one time and she was singing there, and then they just...
Well, that's how you make it, you know?
Groomed her up. It's kind of more how you used to in the old days, maybe.
And so I met Mark too. I had him come by, Mark Gorney, and like he was spinning some like old school dance hall stuff, and that was cool too. Like he would be the kind of person that would find when he goes to Jamaica and digs up some old records, just come across some like random person, be like, you know what? You could make it in San Francisco, why don't you fly out?
He might tap someone on the shoulder like that, yeah.
I met a lot of people like that in Hawaii too when I went last December.
Oh yeah.
Like just, you know, people playing at like a little cabana kind of bar, like in the middle of nowhere. Like that's, I don't know. That's where like the real music is. I mean, not that there's not real music here, but just people out there playing, not, you know.
Yeah. It's funny. You know, we forget that like the kind of intimate venues, and like you're just as likely to see a world-class singer in someone's living room, you know, after a great dinner party or something, as you are at a, you know, a big festival. It's funny, you know, music. Yeah.
Just like you're just as likely to see a really awful act that you pay $150.
Right.
Like, I don't know.
Right.
Some old guy that wants to go back on tour again and make a bunch of money.
Right.
But whatever. So, you got, let's bring it back down to earth a little
down
bit.
Down to
but
earth.
what do you want to play? You want to play something else?
Yeah, I do.
What are you thinking? I kind of wanted, like, I wish I had my guitar. Just like play along.
That'd be fun.
I'm thinking about like buying a guitar for Pirate Cat. I'm pretty sure it would get stolen or busted after a couple of weeks, but like just one of those cheapy nylon strings out of one of these like Mexican stores.
Yeah, why not? Why
you
not?
Know, $50, whatever.
A place like this needs a resident guitar.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
And someone's got to name it just right. The guitar's got to have that just that right name.
Do they always have to have female names or like boats or?
I don't know. My first guitar was named Little Sister. This guitar, I haven't named her. Although I do she is female.
Yeah, all the best things in life are female.
That's a good theme for Mother's Day.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah. I was actually thinking about calling my mom, but like on the show, but I think she's just listening, and that's good enough that she hears me talking about her. And I can say, I love you, Mom. And she'll be like, oh, my God.
Oh, that's sweet.
But I do love her. And my little sister, too. She's not a mother yet. But and my grandmother, she's the best. Lots of mothers out there that I've come across. Mm-hmm. I've got some pseudo mothers out here, too, taking care of me in California through work or whatever. Catherine's kind of like a big sister. Anyways, what do you want to play?
I'm going to play Walk Up.
All right, let's do it.
Walk up, walk up, straight through the roof, straight through the hole in the ceiling. Take your place in the sky. Whoa, look around at the clouds that hold you, that hold you. And the birds surround you, the birds surround you. They circle you and make a tornado from the air. Oh, it feels just like you dream, just like you dream. Whoa, your shoulders are clear. They have given up the weights and the knots. Oh, the weights, the weights, the weights and the knots. The weights and the knots. No more gravity around you. No more gravity. No more gravity. With the piece of paper you saw floating down the street earlier in the day. Who knew this? Who knew this would be easy? And you suddenly think of the kings, the poets, the past, and how they must have felt just like this on a day like this, on a day like this. Oh, 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 whoa, oh, 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 oh.
That was so good. I'm like so happy I'm here. I mean, I can't like make a roaring applause in the studio by myself, but if you could see my face, you'd know that I was really happy and proud of you for seeing that. Bye, Catherine.
Bye, Catherine. Well, thank you.
So I have a little bit of business to attend to. Let's just play a quick PSA and then we'll bring you back on and chat a little bit more. And we'll have time for at least one more song.
Okay, cool.
Are you looking for an alternative to your big corporate bank? Try a local community-based, community-owned nonprofit to do your banking. Mission SF Federal Credit Union offers the same services as a bank. Exposure to art is important, particularly early in life. To learn more about how you or someone you know can get more involved, go to AmericansForTheArts.org. That's AmericansForTheArts.org. This public service announcement brought to you from your friends at Pirate Cat Radio, 89.3 FM, KPDO, Pescadero.
So, like Russ just told us here, the rock and roll nurse, you are listening to 89.3 FM KPDO in Pescadero. Our founder here, Monkey, he just finished his official KPDO release party down on the south coast of the Bay Area here in the Half Moon Bay, all the way stretching from Half Moon Bay all the way down to Santa Cruz, essentially, based out of Pescadero. Basically a sister station of Pirate Cat Radio with some similar content, but also some local content down there as well. And I think the party yesterday, judging by the pictures, I couldn't make it because of work. So if you're from Ironport and you're listening to this, boo work, boo on call. But anyways, KPDO launch party seemed really cool from checking out the photos and talking to the other DJs today. And I think it's a sign of good things to come. But anyways, let's bring Maycleet back online. And I don't know. I just got a text from my sister. She wanted me to play a Kanye West song for, what is it called? Hey Mama. I don't know if I'm going to do that. I don't even know where to find it. But I did get a request from my sister. So if you're out there, Elle, I don't think I'm going to play Kanye West on here. But if you have something you want to ask Maycleet, you can call in 415-341-1199. Or if you just want to say hi to your mother or hi to me or really say anything, just give a call. That's 415-341-1199. I do have some tickets also. I gave away a pair already to Edwin Ayala, a local guy from San Francisco. He's going to go see Set Your Goals and the Comeback Kid with Title Fight and the Story So Far. That's at Slim's this week, or next week, I should say, on Sunday. But we have a lot of stuff in Great American, a little bit more of my scene. And let's see, we have the... I guess I should say the F Buttons, a nice little band out of the UK, sort of a, I guess you would say sub pop group. We also have Roger Klein and PH Nafa of the Peacemakers. So that's next Wednesday and also next Thursday over at Great American. You can give a call in or go on to my Facebook page and request one. I'll probably post them also. See if anyone wants those tickets. Those tickets could be yours. Anyways, let's see. Anything else you want to talk about? Kind of like ran the whole gamut of stuff to talk about, but...
Yeah. I don't know.
You should see her just like, she's just smiling. Yeah, all right. Yeah, let's talk, whatever.
You know, Sundays are so chill, you know.
Yeah, I would love to. You know what? I got to figure out how to do this. I met these cats from Burning Man Free Radio. So they're like, they run the actual radio station in Burning Man on the playa. And hang on 1 second. There's a microphone in the way. I can't see you.
Oh, yeah, that's better.
All right. So anyways, these guys are the guys that actually put on like a similar radio show to this, but they pack up all this gear, take it out in the middle of the desert, and then they turn it into a 24-hour radio station at Burning Man. So I think I'm going to try to do that.
You should do it.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
But long story short, I think I want to like do my show from like the middle of Dolores Park or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Roving radio.
Yeah, like just invite all the random like drug dealers. Hey, what's up? You know, or all the like drunk hipsters on their fixed speed bikes.
But you know they're closing Dolores Park for a year.
Yeah, I know. Like I've heard, I've read the official stories like on SF Gate or whatever. Mm-hmm. I forgot the date that they're going to close it, but it's for a whole year, right?
Yeah. It's the drainage thing. How it's always kind of muddy.
Yeah, yeah, well, whatever. I'll deal with the mud as long as they keep the park open.
My friend who does a lot of urban planning was telling me that she was like, well, they should just plant some trees, you know, and trees deal with drainage too. That seems like a nice solution.
I think it's a little bit of a slower solution.
It is, huh?
But, so do you have one or more song in you? We got time.
Sure.
You want to play?
I could sing something.
All right. I really want that guitar right now. I mean,
this is a special guitar.
What's special about it? Let me see. I can see the label inside. I'm trying to tell what it is.
It's called a New World. That's the brand of the guitar. It's actually, it's a guy from Santa Cruz.
Okay.
And
so like a local luthier.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. But the tone is just really even, and all the guitar players who handle it appreciate.
So you don't consider yourself a natural guitar player? You said all the guitar players. So
you... Oh, well, you know, it's this thing that I go back and forth about it because, you know, it's good to accompany yourself, but I'm becoming more of a guitar player, but I'm definitely like, you know, much more a singer.
Yeah, and like not having to hold and finger a guitar gives you more freedom to like sing and dance around and stuff like that.
I do. I think in my ideal set, which I'll get to in a little while, would be like I'd be on the guitar for about half the songs.
All right. Yeah. Cool. Well, what are you going to play now?
I'm going to play an Ethiopian song.
Okay, cool.
What's called Abay Mado.
All right.
And yeah, it's all in Amharic, but that's okay.
Okay, I'll deal with it. This is DJ Shane, and we got Miklit Hadiro, and she's going to play an Ethiopian track.
Apai mado fila sir yallo bere enana kabere ara tira tara tara tiri ta 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 apai mado fila sir yallo bere enana kabere ara tira tara tara tiri ta 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 hora ki yale berwish baharare era wagen un megabi bamar tausere Dankro bimisra ad lager bitsegina gavere hemi be keto manalena Ar yo de mamune Mertuna pipo limlim momene yo ye gavere di kaam ye sara watet no Ye kebere ti kaam, ye sara watet no abay maro fila ser yallo bere enana kebere. Tara tira tara tara tiri tata 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 abay maro fila ser yallo bere enana kebere. Tara tira tara tara tiri tata 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 tata. Meratun api bo lemle momena yo yege beredi kama yesra utet no atkul fir afire abkay fir afire yege talenta arash you gabere Ar yo de mamun, riud mamun. Yesika yek be, yimari o tetu, ak crop you get it, Komt ons ja se mara, tenes to mare da, mistun te heda leč, uhale teke da,
All right, that was so good. Oh my God. Man, I don't know what to say. All right, well, I know what to say. I'm going to come and see you on Thursday.
Come and see me at Bimbo's on Thursday.
All the way up in North Beach. I'll cycle my butt all the way up there. And
word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're going to stop at Zeitgeist first and get some burgers, but some veggie burgers. But yeah, what else? Just quick reminder, you have a show up in Seattle, I think, in June, right?
And yeah, so I'm going to be touring a bit here. I'm going to be in Washington, D.C. on May 29th. I'll be in New York on June 1st playing at Le Poisson Rouge. And then I'll be doing some West Coast touring in June, including a gig at the Triple Door in Seattle on June 21st. And I'm playing at Stern Grove on August 1st, opening for Ricky Lee Jones.
Oh my God. We were just talking about going to see that.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. I'm so excited about that. That's going to be amazing.
I only made it out to one Stern Grove show, last year, but I'm looking at the lineup. I'm like, all right, why don't I go every weekend?
It's such a treasure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the coolest venue I've ever been to. Yeah. For sure. Like the coolest layout, chill.
Plus there's like the dragonflies, you know? There's like beautiful dragonflies everywhere. It's just so magical.
All right. I didn't catch you never any noticed last them? Time, but no, I'll totally keep an eye out this time.
Yeah.
Maybe I was too drunk, but who knows? But awesome. Yeah, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I can't wait to see you this week. Yeah, it's been an awesome day, and I wish a happy Mother's Day out there to all the mothers. And let's see, I think we have, Antoine's coming up next with the Telepathic Opera. I know if you stick around for a few minutes, Antoine would love to meet you. He's a cool guy.
We can give away a pair of tickets.
We can give away a pair of tickets. All right, let's do that. We'll give away a pair of tickets. I'll post them on Facebook, and that'll be that. Let's play our little breaker here. We got a nice little clip that Catherine puts together of all the new music that comes this way, and all kinds of cool stuff jammed in there. So awesome. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Take care out there, Pirate Cat listeners. This is DJ Shane signing off for Progressive Progressions on this week's edition, this Mother's Day edition, I should say. And thanks to Maclete Hardiro for coming on and playing some awesome, awesome tunes. Take care, guys.
Hey, this is DJ BK of the Pregame Ritual.
And this is Honeycomb Brown from the Jive Hive.
And we're here to bring you the word on the events happening on the air and in the studio for the week of May 3rd. These live performances and interviews are happening right here in the cafe at 21st and Florida Street in the Mission District of San Francisco. Let's get it started.
On Sunday, May 9th, on office hours from 9 to 11 a.m., Lloyd Gregory will be interviewed. Then on Progressive Progressions from 5 to 6 p.m., Meclete Hardiro will be in the studio for an interview. On Nocturna from 8 to 10 p.m., Amnesia will be performing live. Later on Long Playa from 10 p.m. to 12 midnight, Tune in to hear the Mothers of Invention's Overnight Sensation album.
That's all for the week of May 3rd. Don't forget to check out me, DJ BK, and my co-host, the Blues Doctor, every Tuesday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. for sports, sarcasm, and justice for all.
And don't miss me, Honeycomb Brown, every Monday from 10 to midnight in the Jive Hive for some sweet soul and funk music.
Thanks, toodaloo now.
It's time again for another edition of New Music at Pirate Cat Radio. I'm your music director, Catherine. I have a lot of new music for you this week. The first track is by Lolly Puna, and it's featuring Yukihiro Takahashi. The track's called Out There. It's off their new album, Our Inventions. The next track is by Cuff the Duke. This track is called You Were Right, off their new album, Way Down Here.
Daylight has a way of revealing all things on its way. Oh, you were right. Oh, you were right. Oh,
up next, we have a track by UK-based Grasscut. Grasscut is made up of songwriter Andrew Phillips, who is an award-winning film and television composer, and also classically trained double bassist Marcus O'Dare. They're out on Ninja Tune Records, and this track is called The Door in the Wall.
Does it finish? Does it end? Does it ever end? What are the chances of it?